Next case, please.
Case number 10402, Sea Breeze LP, south of Route 1, northwest of Road 271, being lots H5, H7, H9, H11, and H13 within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. Variance from the 50-foot buffer required in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Cindy Surface, manager, Sierra Village, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown, here with Ms. Surface, the manager of Sierra Village, a manufactured home and RV community in Rehoboth Beach. The application that's being sought tonight was just introduced to you. As by way of a little bit more background, I will ask Ms. Surface a few questions this evening and then review the standard for granting a variance and how this application meets that standard. First, Ms. Surface, what type of a community is Sierra Village? What types of lots does it have or sites?
Sierra Village is a manufactured home community with smaller sites than what would be built today because of when it was developed. The sites are an average of about 3,500 to 4,000 square feet for the most part.
In addition to manufactured home sites, are there any other types of sites?
Yes, we have RV sites as well. We have one large RV section and a smaller RV section.
You indicated that a number of the lots are undersized by today's standards under the code. Do you know when Sierra Village, which I believe when it was laid out was called Sierra Mobile City, do you know when that was done?
Yes, Sierra Village was developed in the early to mid-1960s.
And the application tonight is what? How is that referred to in your community, a section, a row?
Yes, that's referred to as H Row, which is on Dodd Avenue.
And if you could, for the board, describe to them what the makeup of H Row is. Is it manufactured homes? Is it RVs?
The north side of H Row is manufactured homes. It's a block of manufactured homes, which was part of the original development of the community. And the south side of H Row is there are two manufactured home sites at the top, the west end of H Row, and at the remaining 17 sites are RV sites.
And did you take a picture of the section of the H Row that you are seeking the variance for tonight?
Yes, I took pictures just today.
And while we wait, or while they're being passed down to the members of the board, the street scene here, is that Dodd Avenue?
Yes, that's Dodd Avenue looking from east to west. And the one home that you see...
I think that's west to east.
Is that looking west to east?
See.
Are you sure? Okay. Mr. Hutt says looking west to east, so I take his word for it. And the one manufactured home that you see there is on site H3, and there's another manufactured home site just opposite that site H1.
And the electrical boxes that are shown on the lots there, what are those electrical boxes for?
Those are the RV sites.
And the sites that you're seeking to combine into a manufactured home site, is it correct that those H5, 7, 9, 11, and 13?
Yes, we're looking to combine 5 RV sites into one manufactured home site.
And what size would the new manufactured home site be?
The new home site would be 5,558 square feet, which meets the requirements in a community like this by today's codes, which is 5,000 square feet.
And just to help orient the board, if you could.
Is this the
Yes, that's the H row.
And these smallerish sites, what are these showing down here at this end, the western edge?
Those would be the remaining RV sites on H row.
And under the application, how many RV sites would remain on H row?
I believe it's 17.
So there's 17 presently, so how many?
Oh, okay, and we're putting five together, so it would be 12 left.
And there's presently five RV sites where it says H5?
That's correct.
And then on the, to the left of H5 are two manufactured home sites?
Two manufactured home sites, yes. And then there's just a small little street section where the city of Rehoboth Beach has their water system, and then on the other side of that, on Dodd Avenue, are all manufactured homes.
And what is on this side of the Dodd Avenue, the northern side?
Those are all manufactured homes.
Based on the proposed size of the new lot, would it be necessary to secure a variance if the variance is granted and Sons or Sierra Village seeks to put a home there?
We would not need a variance for the home. The home would be totally in compliance with all codes.
Do you have any knowledge of whether or not this plan was submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission?
Yes, to my knowledge, it was submitted in 2004, I believe.
Actually, the minutes are attached to the application in March of 2006. There was a conceptual plan that was submitted and reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they approved of the concept with the condition that a variance be granted for the 50-foot buffer requirement that's found in Sussex County Code. With respect to the 50-foot buffer requirement surface, what is located immediately south of the H row?
Immediately, there's a stockade fence there, and then immediately behind that, there's a rather large field that goes to the Tanger outlets. So there's a large field, and you can kind of see it in the distance in the pictures. It's the Tanger Outlet Center. That's Kings Creek subdivision, and they're fairly large homes with fairly large sites, so there's quite a bit of yard space between our fence and the actual homes that are in Kings Creek.
You just indicated that there's a fence. Is there a fence that surrounds the perimeter of the community?
Yes, the entire perimeter.
Is that the fence that's shown in the picture?
Yes, it is.
Is there any part of Sierra Village that contains a 50-foot buffer between it and the adjacent or neighboring property?
I'm not sure about that.
Is there any buffer within the community?
Not to my knowledge. No, not to my knowledge, there's not. There's Kings Creek at the other end.
And on the
side is Camelot Mobile Home Park.
And is there a 50-foot buffer between Sierra Village and Camelot?
No, not to my knowledge.
So the park is already non-conforming concerning the 50-foot buffer?
Yes,
that's correct. The existing 17 RV sites that are there are non-conforming with respect to the 50-foot buffer.
That's true.
Did you have occasion, Ms. Surface, to circulate a statement in support of the application and approval of Sierra Village bringing new homes into the community?
Yes, I did, and it was signed by quite a few of our residents.
Yes.
A lot of our residents are, as the Majubians, it's their summer beach home, so they would have come personally tonight, but a lot of them are only there on the weekends and live elsewhere during the week.
Members of the board, that essentially concludes our presentation. The five factors, as you know, for granting a variance are first, that the property must be unique, and as was indicated by Mr. Hudson's comment and by the discussion, This property is most certainly unique, as you know. The property owner, as well as its residents, are here on a regular basis because the community was created before the zoning code existed in Sussex County. And that creates a unique set of facts and circumstances at Sierra Village. In fact, the zoning code, as it presently exists in Section 115-172, subsection G, refers to mobile home parks. And in Section 6, it indicates that the mobile home park shall be surrounded by a landscape buffer strip of open space 50 feet wide along all boundary lines. The immediate next section, subsection H, refers to basically RV parks. And subsection 4 of that says that the park will be surrounded by a landscape space 50 feet wide along all boundaries. Obviously, Sierra Village was created before there was that 50-foot buffer requirement. And there presently is not a 50-foot buffer between it and any of its neighboring properties, although there is a fence that surrounds the perimeter of the community. But there certainly is a unique set of circumstances that surrounds a property like Sierra Village and a couple other manufactured home communities that also were created prior to the existence of a zoning code. The variance would be necessary to enable the reasonable use because the county obviously now seeks to apply the 50-foot buffer requirement to any new subdivision, but this property is unique in that it was created before that code existed. The third factor is whether or not the applicant has created this need for a variance, and as was indicated, the lack of the buffer was created before there was any type of buffer requirement in Sussex County, whether it be for this type of community or any other type of community. Buffers were not placed between communities in the early 1960s. You've heard testimony that this will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's already surrounded by manufactured homes and/or RVs. And in addition, the park, that's within the park, it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood surrounding the community because Kings Creek, the outlets, the shopping center in front of Sierra Village, they do not presently enjoy a 50-foot buffer. So whether the 50-foot buffer is absent from a manufactured home site or an RV site, we're talking about the same lack of a buffer. It won't change the character of their neighborhood either. And this is the minimum variance that can be sought because there's a 50-foot buffer requirement and all we can seek is a variance from the 50-foot requirement. That concludes our application for that. And based on the comments and how Mr. Mills raised his motion to table the prior application, I suspect that this application is going to, Mr. Mills or one of the other members of the board is going to make a similar motion after this public hearing on this application is concluded. And I would like to note, just for the board's knowledge, that the notice of violation that is presently holding up things at Sierra Village was issued on May 6th of 2008. We are now 1 year and 12 days moved beyond that application, that notice of violation. In fact, the notice of violation is related to a shed that's on Ms. Sisk's lot. Since that time period, this board has decided it is going to table applications that are before it. With the one that was just tabled, you now presently have four cases that are tabled. One was from late fall of last year. That's the Dale application, and that's a gentleman that was seeking a variance so that he could expand his home. There's one for the community about the placement of a new home. You tabled one on May the 4th. That was the Fogarty application, and that's somebody who has a deck. The application tonight that was just tabled, you've heard. And the difficulty that's faced by the community and by its residents, three of the four are residents within Sierra Village, not the community or landowner itself. The difficulty is that there's nothing the community can do about that notice of violation. This is a situation that is solely in the hands of Sussex County as to whether or not it's going to decide to prosecute Ms. Sisk's notice of violation, not to prosecute it, whether or not Sussex County is going to decide to change the ordinance. As you know, the ordinance was tabled and set aside so a committee could be created. But in the meantime, my client, as the owner of this property, as well as each of the 370 manufactured home sites that are in there, are trying to go about and move on, living their lives, adding decks, sheds, as the case may be, or expanding their home for their family. And to hold that up so that we can wait, we don't know how much longer we're going to have to wait. It's been over a year waiting for the county to decide what it's going to do with this notice of violation. And the plea here tonight is that the board move beyond the notice of violation. If it turns out that the county prosecutes that notice of violation or makes some determination on that notice of violation and moves forward on it, and then there is a finding that that site, that Ms. Sisk's site is in violation, thus the larger site, Sierra Village, is in violation, then begin to table applications again until that home or that shed is either removed or dealt with through the legal process. But to hold the community owner and the residents responsible for something that is out of their control presently, it's up to, I assume it's up to Sussex County Council as to whether or not it's going to prosecute that violation at this point. But it's been a year and a half already, and unfortunately, I think all you're going to do now is start to stack up tabled applications on top of yourself, and people are trying to make reasonable uses of their property, as well as the landowners trying to obviously fill vacant sites and better the community, as was indicated in the petition that was submitted. Mm-hmm. If the board has any questions, we're ready to answer them. Or
ready? Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Webb? Mr. Trutz? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one in the back. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One, two, three. Okay. Do we have a spokesman? Or?
What's your name and address, please?
Roberta Hemrick, 34144 Pinewood Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Turn this sucker off.
Okay, ladies, I'd like to go first. Good evening, ma'am. You go ahead and
go first.
Okay. My name is Roberta Hemrick. I live in McNichol Place in Lewis. I also serve on the board of the Delaware Manufactured Homeowners Association, and I'm here tonight on my own behalf and also on behalf of the association and Ed Spiroff. He would be here himself. He's the president of the association. However, there's a conflict in meeting nights. We have a state meeting tonight. So I got elected to come here.
Okay.
I believe that you received a letter from me, but I'd like to read it so that it's part of the record. This is in regard to case number 10402. I am sending this in care of Lawrence Lank, who assured me that he would see that the Board of Adjustment received it prior to the above hearing. I am writing to strongly oppose granting a variance in this case. According to Sussex County Code, and I quote, the trailer park or mobile home park shall be surrounded by a landscape buffer strip of open space 50 feet wide along all boundaries. The buffer strip shall remain free of any buildings or streets, end quote. Granting this variance would clearly change that completely. Again, I quote from County Code under variances, such granting of variance shall comply as nearly as possible in every respect with the spirit, intent, and purpose of this chapter, it being the purpose of this provision to authorize the granting of variation only for reasons of demonstrable and exceptional hardship as distinguished from variations sought by applicants for purposes or reasons of convenience, profit, or caprice. End quote. Clearly, this is intended solely for the profit of Sun Communities. What you allow to take place in one manufactured home community virtually affects all of the others as well. As a full-time resident of McNichol Place in Lewis, I'm deeply concerned. I ask that you honor your own county codes and deny this request for a variance in case number 10402. I thank you for your consideration in this matter. I also have letters from two other folks in separate communities, mobile home communities. One from Susan Lausche in Silverview Farms, and one from John Walsh in Colonial East. I have copies of them for you. Or shall I read them?
You can hand them down if you would, please.
I will do that.
Secretary, ma'am.
As I said, again, we are very concerned because what happens in one community affects all communities. And we're really concerned about it. Just because it has been allowed in the past doesn't mean that it's right to do it again when there's clearly this is not a hardship thing. This is for profit. I will give the copies over here.
If you would, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Sisk.
I'm Jeannie Sisk. I certainly don't have any problem with new mobile homes coming in. We have very small lots, and we are absolutely asking for the 20 feet between, and we want at least roadside mobiles to be 10 feet back, but we are working on that. I have a letter from the residents over in that area. That is a flood area. It's called flood drainage or something like that. Anyhow, it came from Denrec. We, the residents of Dodd Avenue and Sierra Village, are writing to inform you that we are opposed to this case number 10402, which is application of Seabreeze LP, which is requesting a variance from a 50-foot buffer requirement in a mobile home park. The reason we are opposed to this is simply the flooding that will only continue to get worse if a new home is placed on the road. When we get heavy or steady rain for an extended period of time, it looks as though we live directly on the beach. That's very true. This past month, we had heavy rain and had two ducks, one male, one female, actually swimming in front of our homes because the water was so deep. Enclosed are two pictures of what previous sea air management have done to try to stop the flooding problem, which do not work. As residents on Dodd Avenue and Sierra Village, where case number 10402 is hoping to be placed, we ask you not to pass this variance and to think of the residents on the flooding that has already taken place in the street every time we have a major downpour. They put French drains in. It hasn't helped a lick. We called Denrec and Mr. Jim Sullivan. He got in touch with Suncorp management, and they stated to him, oh, yes, we know we have a problem with this. I have his name and number if anybody would like to call and verify they have a problem over there. There are other lots in there that are empty. They could put another home somewhere else. They do not have to take a home and put it over in that area. It really is, out of all the streets, this is one of the worst. It floods under the mobiles. You can't get by. There's wakes when it rains. I mean, it is a terrible problem. And Sun Communities has addressed this and acknowledged that they do have a problem over there. I could read you the code, basically, that Bobby just did. It's for their convenience and profit, and it's not creating a hardship. And we understand you probably will table it, but we're working on that. In fact, the letter is coming in tomorrow, my understanding, from Hal Godwin, and maybe we'll get this corrected for the Sussex County Council.
I have a question, Mrs. Sisk.
Yes, sir.
I guess Let me understand this correctly. Right now, there's five travel trailer lots.
There's a lot of travel trailer lots. It goes in, as you can see, down to small.
Wait a minute. Well,
in this specific circumstance,
yes, sir.
Because of they're applying for a variance from the 50-foot buffer, which has already been stated by the applicant that there is no 50-foot buffer all the way around the park.
No, there isn't.
Okay. So you acknowledge that there's, you know, there's already, it's out of, the whole park is out of compliance upon for the same reason that this application is here tonight. Now, I have a little hard understanding why you would be in opposition to replacing five travel trailer lots with one mobile home in your park.
The reason being is because there is a, you know, we know that there is no buffer zone, but it is part of the code to have a buffer zone. They have travel units over there. And we have a flood problem over there. So every time a mobile home is placed, the people on the right or left are getting flooded out.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. So you would rather see five travel trailers there rather than one mobile home, regardless of the flooding issue?
They're more than likely not going to put any travel trailers there. They have many empty lots in the travel trailer sections.
So in the summertime, they don't fill up with traffic?
No, they do not at all. They hasn't been for like 2 years now. They took all of them and moved them out. It was a mess over there. People were living over there full time. They haven't had anybody over there for a couple years. They were moved out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,402 under advisement.
Second. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,402 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Okay. Yes, indeed.